From the creators of the hit kids podcast Who Smarted and Netflix's Brainchild comes the adventurous world of mysteries about true histories, affectionately known as math.
Every episode follows Max and Molly. I gotta say, love the name Max. That's my puppy dog's name. Who have just recruited into a secret order of problem solvers on an adventure through time packed with puzzles, hidden equations, history, and laughs. It actually makes learning pretty cool.
Yeah. Now, I listened to this with my son, and it was so fun to listen to. I loved how modern it was with a cool aunt that they really dug, and like they dealt with bullies. My son also enjoyed all the math involved. Like, he thought it was really cool.
Well, and I have to say, I love anything that brings learning and fun together for kids. I really, really wish that something like this was around for my teens when they were younger. We would have absolutely devoured this on our car trips. It would have been amazing. It's perfect for kids ages 6 and up, and new episodes drop every Thursday.
So tune in to Mysteries About True Histories with your kids. You can follow and listen on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your pods. Welcome to the No Guilt Mom Podcast. I am your host, Joanne Crone, joined here by my summery co-host, Bree Tucker.
Why, hello, hello, everybody. How are you? It is summer.
It is summer. Well, it's kind of summer. Technically, it is still spring.
You're right.
Technically.
Because it's like, what, June 22nd?
Yeah, but it's also 104 degrees outside.
Yeah. So like summer starts here in Phoenix, I would say around April.
Yeah, it's
late April.
See, I'm okay with the heat though. It's funny. In our new neighborhood, I just met a new friend, and she's from Chicago originally. And I asked her if she'd gone to one of the public pools here with her kids. And she's like, no, it's too hot. And I'm like,
oh, girl.
Oh, but it's just the act of being outside here during the summer that is still bothering her. Whereas like us who've lived in Arizona for a while, we're like, oh, it's only 110.
I know, right? Good. Like, oh, no, where else good. In the country you'd be like, yeah. Oh, my God, it's 100 degrees. It's jeans weather.
It's jeans. I wear jeans every day during the summer.
I can't. But you know what I do love about our pools? And we did not have this when I grew up in the Midwest. The pools out here, when my kids were little, I convinced them they were the water parks.
Really?
Well, because our city pools here are like, they have water slides.
Our city pools are insane.
And they're
here.
$1. Like, if you live in the city, it's like $1.50 if you live outside of the city.
Yeah. And even, I don't even know if this is true in Phoenix proper, but in the suburbia areas like Gilbert and Chandler where we live, the pools are insane. Like,
oh, yeah.
They're not like that in Tucson where I grew up, 2 hours south of here, because they're just a regular pool. Like, you're lucky if you go and there's a diving board.
Yeah. It's you know, we were talking about Stranger Things earlier because my family, we're big Stranger Things fans. And we're like, yeah, that pool that they had in season 3, the city pool, that was our city pool. Just a big rectangle. Everybody went there. Like, that's all you had.
That's all you had. Yeah. And now we have a lazy river. One has inner tubes down the street. Like,
oh, yeah.
Three slides, a whirlpool kind of thing where you go in, it like circles you around.
Oh, and then there's also the kiddie play area too.
Oh, with the splash with the pad, with the beach entry. Yeah, and this is all for the regular public pool admission of
$1.
$1. It's insane. Like, come to Chandler.
You know what? I would say that is the one good thing about out here. I mean, like, in the summer, you'll get in your car and you will get second degree burns. If your seatbelt metal part touches your skin.
Yeah.
But hey, we can get to a cool pool for $1.
We can get to a cool pool for $1.
It's worth it.
Yeah. It's all about like finding the time, Bree, to get to a cool pool. We're talking about time today and time management.
We are.
And I hated time management. I do not hold that back, especially in our program, Calm and Happy Parenting, and the coaching support we do for it. We do this regular time blocking every single week. And time management is something that I push back against for so long because I'm like, this is just one extra thing for me to do. I suck at it. I'm not going to do it. And then when I started 3 or 4 years ago, just with my business, I fell in love because I got so much done without all the anxiety that I was missing something.
Yeah, I think the mental hurdle I have is that I feel like I don't like somebody telling me what I have to do. I want to do what I want to do when I want to do it. But then what happens is a day or two later or by the end of the week, I'm like, crap, I had like X, Y, and Z that
absolutely had to get done and I didn't do them because they were hard. Like all of us, like well, I put it off because it was hard. And if it was on there, I could kind of like be like, no, it's there. I need to stick to it. I do feel better and more productive when I do my time blocking.
Well, with change, it's always the pain of it has to be greater than the reward. And I think with me, I got to the point where it was too painful every week just to go through like, at the end of the week and look back and be like, I didn't get anything done. Like, what did I do with my time? And feeling all of that guilt and all that shame, which caused me to be a lover of time blocking, which we're going to talk about today, and which is not boring. Yes, stay with us.
Stay with us. We have got it whittled down to like four major parts to have this done super quick. And honestly, by the time you're done listening to this, send us an email if you are not a fan. Tell us if you are like, nope, it did not sell me. Because I honestly think we're going to get even the hardest sales done with this one.
We're gonna dig into time blocking right now.
This episode of the No Guilt Mom Podcast is brought to you by
our masterclass, The 5 Mistakes That Are Keeping Your Family From Helping Out. It is quick. It is fun. You can sign up for any time that you want. And we are going to go through the things that parents do that we've been told we should do to get our kids to do more in the house, to do more chores, but that don't work, and actually go against neuroscience and go against behavior and how to fix those. So go to our website, noguiltmom.com/registration-5-mistakes. Sign up for a time that works for you. And now on with the show.
You want mom life to be easier. That's our goal too. Our mission is to raise more self-sufficient and independent kids. And we're going to have fun doing it. We're going to help you delegate and step back. Each episode, we'll tackle strategies for positive discipline, making our kids more responsible, and making our lives better in the process. Welcome to the No Guilt Mom Podcast.
Okay, we need to seriously talk about this whole time blocking thing and time management for those of us that suck at it.
Yes, and did I teach you time blocking? Or am I the first one who did it?
You did.
Aww.
And you're the one who tries to keep me to it.
Yes.
Because we both recognize that when it is done, things do get done better. And you know what is really funny too? Mm-hmm. I find that I encourage my kids to do it. Mm-hmm. Even though I'm not always the best at doing it myself.
You know what?
I encourage them.
It is a hard thing in parenting because we think that we know all these things that make our kids' lives easier. But if we don't put them into place ourselves, like it'll never gain traction with our kids.
Oh, yeah.
And I fall into that trap all the time. I'm like, you should eat healthier. And then I'm like, let me take these salted caramels out of the pantry and put 10 in my mouth.
And that's me too with the whole like, you should be doing more things. You know, it's summer break. And then I'm like, it's too hot. I'm going to sit on the couch like a sloth and just binge all of Stranger Things.
Yeah. It works with chores too. My husband and I get into these conversations and he's like, yeah, they leave the dishes on the counter and they don't do them right away. And I'm looking here at this sink of dishes that is his job to clean. Like he does it. And I just bring up very gently. I'm like, well, you know, sometimes you get tired too and work gets really stressful. And he immediately realizes like what's going on and what he said. And he's like, well, I am just more important. And he's joking, of course.
I love that. Yeah, no, Miguel does a good job of helping me like stick with it too. I'll be like, all right, got to get this done, got to get that done. And he'll be like, he'll have something else going on. And he'll be like, okay, I'm going to do my vacuuming. And I'm like, well, it's okay if you do it later. He's like, no, we need to show the kids by example. It's important to do them even if you're busy. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. I'll go do my cleaning in the bathroom.
It is. It's super hard though. But if you want your kids to be better organized and manage your time better, you don't even have to worry about nagging and reminding them. All you have to do is work on yourself and you're going to see automatically their time management gets better. Hey, all, it is Joanne
and Brie here.
And we want to tell you about a podcast that you should check out. It's called Understood Explained. This season of the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert Juliana Uturbe, and it's all about how to navigate individual education plans, also known as IEPs.
And in this latest season of Understood Explained, it covers topics like how to tell if your child needs an IEP, and it busts common myths about special education. We actually just listened to the episode, IEPs, Does My Child Need an IEP? And here is what we loved about it.
I loved that it was so digestible. Like, it was such a short episode, and all of the topics, which could be really confusing to parents, were easily explained.
And I loved how they gave great concrete examples, because you know how much I love me a good example. They explained what kind of services and supports you could actually see on a child's IEP or individual education plan. And they explained those acronyms. That nothing drives me more crazy than when there's acronyms and I don't get it. I don't know what it stands for. They took the time to explain everything in so much detail and to cover concerns that a lot of families have about special ed services.
To listen to Understood Explains, search for Understood Explains in your podcast app. That's Understood Explains, or just click on the link in our show notes.
This podcast is sponsored by Active Skin Repair, a skin health company helping people heal with natural, non-toxic, medical-grade ingredients.
So, Bree, I remember this one time I was in a bike race around Tucson, and I wasn't paying attention. We were riding down 4th Avenue, and there's railroad tracks, like streetcar tracks, and my bike's tire, like, went and wedged in to the railroad tracks,
no.
And I totally fell down and just, like, skinned my hands, everything. Ugh. I had nothing with me, nothing at all. And it's that times where you want a first aid product and you have nothing. And Active Skin Repair utilizes a molecule called hypochlorous acid. When applied to the skin, the molecule works by mimicking the natural immune response to cleanse, soothe irritation, reduce inflammation, and support healing. I've used it on my son's mosquito bites, and I wish I would have had it the time I totally scraped up my hands.
Oh, I hear you. Like, whenever I go paddleboarding, kayaking, I'm always trying to find something that is like an all-in-one that I can take with me. And Active Skin Repair could be used like that. It can be used to treat cuts, scrapes, burns, sunburns, rashes, and other types of skin damage. It's also safe and non-toxic, which makes it suitable for all skin types, all parts of the body, like eczema, and acne-prone skin, all of that.
With over 500,000 happy customers, thousands of five-star reviews, and ingredients so safe and clean they can be used from the youngest member of the family to the oldest, you now have one simple solution for all of your family's skin health needs. Visit www.activeskinrepair.com to learn more about Active Skin Repair, and to get 20% off your order, use code NOGUILT. So this episode is going to be so great for you. So let's get into the first thing.
Yes.
What's
yes.
the first thing we do, Bree?
First thing we're going to do is just get everything dumped right out. We do what was called a brain dump, where mm-hmm. you just have everything that you let out on a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm. And usually we play songs while we do this.
Oh, yes. That's my favorite. Like, okay. So again, if you are like us, like, I'm a huge auditory person. So that's what helps keep me focused. I could set a timer on my phone, and I can tell you that every time that timer goes off, I'll hit snooze, snooze. But if I have music, it actually does do better, and I can kind of keep myself reined in.
Well, in Calm and Happy Parenting and our balance support, we do this every Friday, and it's us on Zoom. And I just put my Spotify right up to the microphone, and we're here dancing. So at the end of the brain dump, like, it's usually 5 minutes for the brain dump to get everything out.
Yes.
And you will see all of us at the end, we're like, back streets, back. Oh, and we're here like,
it makes it fun. It makes it fun.
Mm-hmm. It does make it fun. And it takes everything that's kind of swirling in your head. My friend Ruth Sukup, she likes to call it all the mini cyclones going in your head. It takes them, it calms them down, it puts them on paper, where then you could see exactly what you're dealing with.
Right. And what I do like about that too is that sometimes when you're doing the brain dump, you can see if, oh goodness, there is no way that can all get done in the time I have.
Mm-hmm.
So then you're able to actually look at it and be like, okay, gonna have to prioritize.
Yes.
This whole reorganizing all the closets in the house this week probably ain't gonna happen.
And the prioritization is really where the magic comes in, because we have these goals. All of us have these goals. A goal I'm working on right now is my unicorn time, where I'm gonna go to aerial classes and I wanna get that in. And then I have work goals too that are really important. So we start three lists. We start the A list, the B list, and the C list. And the A is those things relating directly to your goal.
So I think the most important thing to do, like, so you do your brain dump, and then you got to figure out what is the thing this week that you definitely want to get done, especially if you're using this in a non-work type thing.
That right? relates to your goal. You have to put it to your goal, because if not, we will fill in that time with all of these other little things that we think are important and never get that forward momentum to the things we actually want to accomplish. accomplish.
So let's take a couple seconds and share some goals that you might have that are not work related for people that are listening to this that are going to use it in a non-work setup.
Every month in our Calm and Happy Parenting, we do a goal. And my personal goal was to journal at least 3 times a week, like journal out my feelings. I know that's really great for mental health. It puts me in a sane position, but I always forget to do it. So in my A category, I put on there journal 10 minutes a day. So I knew that as soon as we went into the calendar, I would make sure that went in first.
Yeah. And I think for me, one of the ones that I had was trying to do a little bit more exercise during the week. Actually, my big thing was like when I start working, I don't tend to stop. And you know this, like you see me, we're all just be like, oh, I forgot to eat lunch and it's 4 o'clock. So I try to stop at least in the middle of my day and go do something for 10 minutes that is not related to being at my desk. But you also had a good one. You mentioned that another goal you had is working on unicorn time.
Yeah.
And another goal you might have is I want to make sure that I get to, I know it sounds boring, but a lot of us got to get it done. And I kind of enjoy it when I start doing it. I got to organize the space in the house. I want to make sure I can declutter the kitchen. I don't know. Different things like that could be your main goal.
Yeah. So all of those are really great personal goals. So that's your A. Any tasks that relate to your big goals. Your B is those things that have to get done, but they don't necessarily relate to your goals. Things like cooking dinner or picking up the kids. Like, can't leave the kids anywhere. Gotta pick them up.
That is a good one. For sure.
Any work items that appear, it's something that has to get done every week. So those are your Bs.
Yeah. Another B for me is planning the meals for the week for me. That really helps me.
So. Yeah. Planning meals helps a lot. And then the C's are those things that you'd like to get done, but they're not a huge goal right now. They're those things that exist in dreamland that we're like, I'm going to declutter the kitchen.
Right, they're things that can go, if it gets moved to another week, it's not going to hurt anything.
Exactly.
Right? They're the things that you can like, okay, didn't get to it this week, going to try to work on it next week.
And then I actually didn't mention one more category, the D's, which are delegate. If you see something on your list that you're like, I don't have to do this, you can delegate it to someone else.
There's a way to get around this. Yeah. We'll talk a lot more about that.
So once you have your list of A's, B's, C's, and D's, and you're also going to find that a lot of things on your brain dump can be combined into one thing that you have to do. It's just like one thing with multiple steps.
Oh, yeah. I get that a lot.
Which is why categorization is so important, because it helps you take all your mess inside your brain, and it's like a funnel that gets smaller and smaller.
That really helps me because I easily get overwhelmed by tasks. And I think that that happens to a lot of people, especially people that have like some issues with attention, right? And being able to focus. Not so much of the shiny object syndrome or squirrel. But yeah, like when I have a lot of things to do and I think, oh my God, I have 15 things to do today. There's just no way I can do it. And then I just lose all motivation and it's done. It's done. Because now I'm overwhelmed and I just want to go sit on the couch, curl up under a blanket and just eat popcorn all day.
Yeah. Mine is cereal. I'll go for that Raisin Bran Crunch and I grab it out of the box by the handful. Like, I will admit this freely. When I get stressed, I'm like, ooh, Raisin Bran Crunch. And I've done this ever since I was a college student.
But yeah, so when you dump it and you look it all on paper and you can say, oh my gosh, I have 15 things to do, but five of them are all related to one thing. And if I get that one thing done, a third of my list is gone.
Exactly.
It's really awesome.
It's freeing. It's freeing. Cool. And then you go to the calendar, and we give about 10 minutes to plot all these on the calendar. And what you're going to do is, I like to use Google Calendar because then it connects directly to my cell phone so I can pull up my calendar wherever I am. But I'll start blocking it out. And those A's go on the calendar for the week first to make sure that I schedule time for them. They're usually the first things in my week. I'll do like Monday, Tuesday. Those will be where I plan my A tasks because that's where I have the most energy. And then if for some reason, if something comes up during those days, I can bump those A tasks down to the rest of the week.
See, that's smart because when I try to put stuff at the end, I tend to do that too for the exact same reason. Didn't get it done now. Now I've got more time. And that's a big thing to show our kids, right? Yeah. Like to teach them that, okay, life happens sometimes. We give our kids grace when things don't happen according to schedule. We try to help them through that frustration when things don't work the way they want it to be. So give yourself that same grace and like realize that, all right, I'm going to put the tough stuff, or like people like talk about, like, what is it? Eating your frog?
Yeah. Exactly. Eat the frog. Yeah. It's a Mark Twain quote.
Yeah. So it's like, eat your frog first, the thing you don't want to do. And then that way you can get to the fun stuff. But again, if you put it at the beginning of the week, things pop up, whatever, you lose some motivation. You got other days to get it done.
Yep. And when you plan it out, I always like to give time and a half to every task. So if you think a task is going to take an hour, I put an hour and a half on there. And also after the task, put some buffer time. So nothing is scheduled back to back to back to back, because that is a recipe for disaster. Put at least 30 minutes in between all of your tasks, because that's more realistic of what will get done.
I'm Margaret.
And I'm Amy.
And together we host the podcast, What Fresh Hell? Laughing in the Face of Motherhood.
Margaret, I would say you're sort of a where are my keys kind of mom.
Correct. Sometimes a where are my kids kind of mom. Well, you're, Amy, more of a we were supposed to leave 35 seconds ago, mom.
I mean, touche. In each episode of What Fresh Hell, we come at a topic from our usually completely opposite perspectives. I bring the research.
And I bring kind of the gimlet eye. Like, is that research really going to work, people?
And almost 10 million downloads later, we're still laughing.
We also talk to experts in the parenting field, plus parents with stories we can all learn from.
We make each other laugh, we challenge each other's assumptions, and we have what we think is the best parenting community on the internet.
Check out What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, you sentient ball of stardust. My name is Casey Davis. I'm a therapist, and I'm an author of the book, How to Keep House While Drowning, where I talk about ways to make it a little bit easier to take care of yourself when you're overwhelmed, stressed, have mental health issues, physical health issues, or maybe you're just in a hard season of life. Maybe you're looking for a place that you can come and listen to some practical advice. This is a podcast for all of the self-help rejects. We're going to talk about skills for survival and self-kindness, and I'm going to leave the pop psychology at the door. I promise not to tell you to meditate or to journal. We're just going to give you some really insightful conversations with hopefully some practical advice. So I don't believe you need to pick yourself up by the bootstraps. I don't want you to just try harder, and I don't believe that laziness exists. So join me over on Struggle Care, where we can find compassionate solutions that help us function a little bit better.
And I think that is also gold right there.
Yeah.
Because again, every time there's got to be other people like me in the world that think that they can get everything done in small amount of time. People that are like, are you chronically late all the time and everything? Raise your hand out there in podcast land. If you are, you probably suffer from Bree's same ailment of, I can do 100 things in 1 minute.
Well, it's true. I think a lot of people are like that. A lot of people are like that, because it's like, if something isn't now, it doesn't have to be done now. So even now corresponds to an hour. Well, I have to go do this in an hour, but that's not now. So I could fit in all these things.
I know.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are like that for sure. Yeah. And then once you did your brain dump, you did your categorizing, you plotted them in your calendar with your buffer time. Some things to keep in mind, though, right after this.
So what is step 3, Joanne?
So we've actually gone through all of our steps. So now we have some guidelines.
Oh, they're guidelines?
Guidelines.
They're not
guidelines.
Actually rules?
They're guidelines. I think of Mike Myers. They're guidelines. Oh, ho, ho. I have my pinky to my mouth right now, by the way. Ho,
see, ho, ho. And I went totally Pirates of the Caribbean with that.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, I can see Johnny Depp.
They're more like guidelines than actual rules.
I'm always Dr. Evil. That's all I can think of. So the first guideline is that you need to set some boundaries in here, because the first thing when you time block is you won't want to honor the time that you blocked in your calendar, especially if it's not with another person. Exercise time. I'm looking at you. It's because it's
why
like,
are you staring at me directly? You're joking.
Because it's so easy to put ourselves last and put other people first.
True that.
But with this kind of strategy, you have already set the time in your calendar to do it. So just know that that's going to be your tendency. It's going to be your tendency to be like, oh, I don't have to do that right now. It's fine. Something that helps me is like, if I can connect the task in a way that I am accountable to another person, that helps a lot with my work. Like if I have a work task I have to get done and I have a time, well, I'm like, well, if I don't get this done, then Brie can't do the next step of the process. So I have to get this done.
That is one thing that has been very productive for the two of us. Yes. Both of us recognizing when our step affects somebody else's step.
Yes. And you could think of this too for like, I don't know, exercise. If I don't go exercise, I am a rage fest. I cannot control my emotions. I just can't. And I go into anxiety mode, and I'm such a better, calmer person if I just do like a 10-minute workout. That's all I need.
I 100% agree with that. That's funny. I forget what popped up yesterday, but my daughter made a comment. Oh, I know. I was talking about doing another like food cleanse. Uh-huh. My daughter's like, please don't do that. I'm like, why? She goes, because every time you do that, you become hungry, cranky mom. And I don't like hungry, cranky mom because we all suffer. But my point of that is that you're right. Like when it's something that is good for you, for your mental health, you are important and you are worth doing that. Now, when it comes to stuff like, you know, exercising, like the way I do that, talking about like the accountability part, mm-hmm. I do much better thinking about how, like you just said, like how that affects others. And in my case, specifically, how it affects my dog.
Oh.
Because I take my dog on a walk.
Yeah.
That's what I do. And he's so happy. He's just seeing his little tail wag makes me so happy. And then I'm like, okay, fine. I will go for a walk.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Gosh, my dog has started like hunting me around the house if I don't go for a walk now. She like follows me around and she looks at me expectantly and I'm like putting on my shoes and she like sits at me and she wags her tail and I'm like, oh, I don't have the heart in me to break it to you that we're not doing this right now. But it does. Dogs help a lot with exercise.
Yes. Yeah. Somebody like I saw a picture the other day that said something about how occupation stalker and it had a picture of a dog and it's like, ever want to pee alone? Won't ever happen again now.
No. Oh my gosh, peeing. Gosh, I close the bathroom door. Too.
Dogs and toddlers.
Yeah, I close the bathroom door. My dog whines outside of it. And I'm like, what in the world? My kids are grown. How is this happening?
Mine breathes into the door. He'll go, and you're like, okay, I knew you were there. You didn't need to do that. And then he'll go again.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, stop. You're making me nervous, making me pee slower.
There's another podcast episode dealing with your codependent pet.
Yes.
And the second guideline is that you don't have to do all this stuff. This goes under the delegating. You can subcontract it.
Oh my
gosh. You can give it to someone else.
If you don't get anything else from us here at No Guilt Mom, do get that subcontracting is totally legit. Mm-hmm.
And it's also okay to say like you can't do everything. Yes. I try a lot, especially with this recent move. Like our routine has been off. And so I've been taking on a lot more of the meal prep. And it's been wearing on me. I could tell like I'm cranky. And so I went to my husband and I'm like, yeah, I can't keep up with this. We need to figure out something that you're helping too with the meal prep, or we're doing something else. And so we're sitting down and trying to figure out how he can contribute to that, or maybe how he can just clean up everything like after it,
whatever, or it is like, right? Like it's yeah. all about having a collaborative problem solving thing. So like subcontracting, if you have no idea how to do it, mm-hmm. start with a conversation.
Yes.
Right, with your family, like, hey guys, I am just overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. And I would even say, like, if you're listening to this right now in real time, it's summer probably.
Yes.
You're close to summer break where you're at, like, who, raise your hand if your house becomes a monstrosity all summer long because everybody's home.
And the overwhelm is so real during the summer, especially, well, also, if you work at home or if you don't work at home, it's hard to set boundaries when your kids' schedules change and if they're home. Like, I find I am a mess when I don't get my structured thinking, like, time I can stay focused on a task. Like if you're interrupted every 5 minutes, that wreaks havoc on your patience. It wreaks havoc on your self-control. And you'll find at the end of the day that you're just snapping at people.
Isn't that a form of torture?
It's a
it is.
Distraction. Like,
yeah, where they keep like, nope, don't fall asleep. Nope, you got to stay awake. Like mm-hmm. that. So, mm-hmm.
And yeah. even if yeah, you set those guidelines, well. If you see people like, oh, you have to set strict guidelines with kids and like they can't interrupt you. Well, yeah, but man, kids find a way in through those guidelines, especially your own children. As yeah. a teacher, I could enforce it so much better with not my own kids.
Well, I think that's how everybody is. It's your yeah. own kids. But I mean, so having those guidelines, those are really great. And what are some really easy things that we can subcontract in our home?
House cleaning is a great thing to yeah, subcontract.
It is. Like, if you can find a way to swing that in the budget, it is phenomenal.
It is a huge guilt thing, though, especially for women. I mean, when I used to go to Weight Watchers, which I do not anymore, but it was taught by an older woman, and she was complaining about today's generation has other people cleaning their houses, and they don't get the exercise of cleaning their house, and like... I know, Bree's
what
looking
kind of
at
house
me.
What cleaning
she's like,
did she have?
I don't know.
That was her exercise.
I don't know, but it's like there's guilt about house cleaning everywhere. And then at Six Flags, okay, this is really random, but I have to say that it brought up all this guilt with me. At Six Flags, I was talking to a woman who was cleaning the restroom, and she said, oh yeah, today's kids, they don't know how to clean, and that's what's wrong. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I have a house cleaner for my, like, I have a house cleaner. My kids aren't learning how to clean. Oh my gosh, I need to like stop that. And then I think about it and I'm like, wait a minute. How did kids learn how to clean in the past? Oh, the mom took off all of her time and taught the kids. And now, like, it's changed our expectations of women in society, especially how we, I mean, women weren't encouraged to pursue professional goals when, right. in the 80s when we were growing up. Like, not so much. It really changed when we were born, and it's still changing. And so when we see an older generation telling us that kids don't know how to clean, well, there's been a change in our society, and they don't have those teachers in us anymore, which is good. It's a good progress, but it's also like, how do you solve that problem, and how do you not put the guilt on all the women for that problem?
Exactly. You know what I mean? No, it's not just your job, but you know, a great way to do that, mm-hmm. that also does the subcontracting, talk to your family, have everybody take on a task in the household. We have podcasts where we talk about like how to help your kids learn to do those things. Because trust me, Brie learned the hard way. You can't just tell your kid it's your job to clean the bathroom and expect for that bathroom to get cleaned.
Yeah. No, in fact, our class, 5 Mistakes That Are Keeping Your Family From Helping Out, we dig into that some more too, and how to do that.
But I mean, like, some really quick last couple things I want to throw out to you guys for subcontracting. You can order your groceries online.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of places that's free to do if you order over $50.
Or it's like $5. Well, it's not substantial.
I always get it free at the one we do it because we always order enough groceries. But we also have a family of 5, so... You know, but you can also like put your meds on auto refill if you have medications. So that way you don't have to go anywhere. I love the mail meds. Uh-huh. You just put it and they mail it to you.
Express
I love
scripts.
Anything I can get mailed to me and avoid going out.
Mm-hmm. You can hire a pool person.
Oh, yeah. That's another good one.
And don't do your pool, which I mean, I've tried doing my pool. It's green within 3 days. Oh. I don't know. Something just doesn't click with me.
No, that's why I moved to a neighborhood where we had a community pool. Yeah. We don't have to take care of it.
We don't have a pool right now. It's not really nice.
Another one that I do love is I'm still using that hamper. We've heard us talk about it a few times. I love hamper still. It's like Uber for your laundry.
You put it outside your door and it comes back to you folded and clean. I mean, it's amazing. Right?
You don't have to do anything but put it away. It's so easy. But yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of things you can do to free up some of that time for yourself on the things that you don't really have to do. Take a good hard look at it. Chances are there are things you're doing that you don't really have to.
And that especially if you're working within a budget, depending on, this is something that my husband tells me all the time. He's like, money has no emotional value. Money is a tool. It's a tool. So if you have space where you can afford a hamper, think about what you can do with that time that you just freed up and how you can create opportunity for yourself.
Yeah, and if you're anything like me, that's like half of your day.
Yeah.
Doing laundry for, you know.
Half of your day. What could you do with half of your day?
Yeah. Even if I'm just doing mine and my husband's, mm-hmm. my kids are doing their own. That's still 3 loads right there.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, it helps.
So subcontract as much as you can. So are you ready to take on time blocking? Like, please tell us. Please tell us.
And if you're listening, have we converted you?
Yes. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, we would love a review and we'd love any shares you can do of the No Guilt Mom podcast. Tell everyone you know. Our goal is to grow this podcast in a big, big way. You're going to be hearing a lot more about that in the month of July. We have some fun things planned.
Whoop, whoop.
And until next time, remember, the best mom is a happy mom. Take care of you. And we'll talk to you later.
Thanks for stopping by.
Hello, you sentient ball of stardust. My name is Casey Davis. I'm a therapist and I'm an author of the book, How to Keep House While Drowning, where I talk about ways to make it a little bit easier to take care of yourself when you're overwhelmed, stressed, have mental health issues, physical health issues, or maybe you're just in a hard season of life. Maybe you're looking for a place that you can come and listen to some practical advice. This is a podcast for all of the self-help rejects. We're going to talk about skills for survival and self-kindness. And I'm going to leave the pop psychology at the door. I promise not to tell you to meditate or to journal. We're just going to give you some really insightful conversations with hopefully some practical advice. So I don't believe you need to pick yourself up by the bootstraps. I don't want you to just try harder. And I don't believe that laziness exists. So join me over on Struggle Care, where we can find compassionate solutions that help us function a little bit better.